fog of smoke, and the floor started moving. There was music in the air, the night ring in my ears. Pretty girls in mini skirts, bright lights everywhere.
I'm Bo McCaw, I play guitar.
I am the Ryantist, and I play drums.
And I'm Kyle, and I sing and play bass.
We've been together for
7 years.
Three of us have been playing together for 7 years.
And you've had sort of the local band itis where it's like, come in and go out.
Yeah.
And
we switched out lead singers. We had two other lead singers before me, but us three as a core has been together for this whole time.
More just lead singer itis.
It's a disease that it goes around.
Yeah. I like
somebody called it what, LSD, lead singer?
Disorder,
yeah.
Yeah.
As antennas up, how long have you been?
As antennas up, we've been around for a year.
And you have kind of an interesting mix of electronic music and like funk music, soul music. Is that based on an influence, or did it just kind of happen through the different bands you guys were in?
I think it's just kind of been the natural progression of how our music has gone, and more and more recently I've been listening to more funk stuff, and I know Ryan's always had, I mean the Ryantist has always had more of an interest in more electronic side of things. I think it's been a natural progression of the way we feel.
I give you 20 bucks to take me back to 1983, and 20 more just to come with me. Neon lights, neon pants, booming bass, MJ dance.
Upcoming Star Trek movie.
I think. See, we're all different kind of nerds. This is my department, and I'm glad that we can actually kind of talk about our nerdiness, whatever kind of nerdiness we may have, because I've had to hide it a little bit. And then our bio was like, these guys are self-proclaimed nerds, and I got really excited.
This is probably the most excited Kyle's ever been.
I'm thrilled right now.
This guy has the entire Star Trek. Which one is it?
The Next Generation.
The Next Generation box set.
Yes, I do.
From Japan or somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, huge. I mean, it's
like 49 discs.
Yeah.
Seriously? And
is it legal, or is it?
It is quote unquote legal.
Oh.
I don't know.
We shouldn't talk about that. Yeah. Keep that under wraps.
It's the Asian edition. That's all. That's all it says. Anyway, I think the new Star Trek movie is gonna be great. They got a great director, and you've got Siler from Heroes as Spock. I mean, it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be action packed.
Good. Okay, well, so Star Trek is your
that's part
area
of my
like, nerdy
of my nerdiness, yes.
Ryan Tiss?
Me? Mine? I was a computer science major, so I'm just kind of stay behind a bunch of computers and things, and spend my time doing that stuff.
You also are music gear nerd too.
Yeah.
When you talk about
I do
gear. He knows model numbers of microphones and all this kind of stuff. I can't do it.
It's actually really exciting. I'm right now. Usually sitting in the basement.
This is
he doesn't leave with the house very much.
It's yeah, exactly. It's rare for me to get out. Usually sitting, you know, learning about a bunch of gear. Probably 12 today. It's early. 12 p.m.
Right before we left.
Yeah. Sorry.
And what's your field?
I don't know where I'd be. I mean, I know.
Well,
you're kind of a book nerd and like a politics.
I guess I'm
history.
Travel nerd everywhere. Yeah.
You're a reader.
I'm a reader. I gotta take off sometimes. So
when we're on the road. Bo will be like, guys, I got some new audiobooks for us to listen to. Check this out. This one's on the history of Islam. And this one right here is some new
I gotta check out the art museums too.
Yeah.
Whenever we go to city, these guys don't ever want
I guess that there's a lot less of a negative connotation to that kind
that's
of nerdiness.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's more culture.
Oh, okay. So, all right. All right. I want it now, I want it, I can taste it.
I don't know because I'm playing Peggle right now, but that's kind of lame.
Well, like we could talk about Mafia Wars. That's okay.
Oh yeah, I'm playing Mafia Wars on Facebook. Join my mafia.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. I actually just recently gave up. I put all my Xbox games away so we could write this record, and that was a moment.
I'd say Ninja Gaiden was a big one too on Xbox.
Yeah, yeah, they're all locked away. I haven't touched my Xbox for a month now almost.
But I do have all like a bunch of systems, like Atari through, I don't know, there are way too many systems like sitting in my house right now.
You just found your 64, didn't you? Your Nintendo 64?
64, yeah, there's a Super Nintendo, a TurboGrafx-16, original NES, Atari was, I already said that.
And he has all the original boxes, which surprises me. That's pretty impressive. I don't know, they were in the basement of our house, and it's like the original one, sometimes the price tag's still on it.
Yeah, I have all the original boxes from all the systems. But I'm more about the older games. He's more like this. Life on the chance, but who the hell am I?
Who the hell am I? We got beers coming. What are your favorite beers? Include more people in
that's a good question. I'd say they're becoming kind of beer nerds too. That's another nerd thing.
IPA is my favorite style of beer. It's hard to say what my favorite beer is just because there's so many. It's like, what's your favorite color? So many. What's your favorite memory? You know, it's hard.
What's your most embarrassing moment with a girl?
Which is hard to answer.
And which actually I do. I remember the one that was up there. But it's hard to say with what beer is. Boulevard's a great brewery. That's great to have in the town. Harpoon on the East Coast is an amazing brewery.
My favorite beer of all time is Orval. It's brewed by Trappist Monks in just outside of Belgium. And it's a Belgian white style beer. And it has positively the most flavor I've ever had in beer, and it's like you'll take a sip of it and you'll still be experiencing new flavors for minutes after you have it. It's crazy. But you can only get it in like four cities in America. I went up to Chicago to the Hop Leaf Tavern and they have it there, and it was, I don't know, $12 for a bottle of it, but it was easily worth it.
Yeah, and since I haven't had that, it's Delirium Tremens for me, which is the same style. Yeah. So. You need to lift up your head, get on your feet. If you can solve it, repeat after me. I
come too far, just to let it go. Which state would you rather get gay married in? Be Iowa, Vermont, Massachusetts, or Connecticut?
I know my answer.
I know my answer. One, two, three,
Vermont.
Yeah.
Why the consensus?
We've toured up to Vermont quite a few times. I love that state, and it's a really quirky, weird state. But we've had some great experiences. Always weird. So every time we go up there, it's gonna be weird, it's gonna be strange.
What's the bad thing about it is that people ask, well, why is Vermont so weird? And it's really hard to put into words. Like I said, we had one story where we went to this museum, and this guy was telling us about how he lived in a tent by the river, and he was a professional skinner. So he would trap
like animals,
and he would skin them, and he would sell their pelts, and he told us how to like boil raccoons so you could eat it effectively.
He also talked about his brother who killed a man or something like that?
Like buried him in his backyard or something. He's like, that idiot didn't even bury him any lower than 3 feet. Of course he's going to get caught.
When I bury humans, it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, and the museum wasn't a normal museum either.
Yeah.
It was a centric museum. They had sea monster skeletons and that type of...
Where was the museum? Was it Montpelier? Or?
No, it was White River Junction. Yeah.
They had like cats. What was it?
They found, I think, two dead cat bodies outside somewhere.
It's a nuclear test site. Yeah.
Not frozen together, but melded together.
They're on display.
The owner said, I think it was a museum of everything. So I think anything he came across that
and
he thought was cool.
Who is it? Phineas Gage? Didn't they have like the spike?
And the ointment jar that they were treating his wound with.
Listen up. Check this out. I'm a spaceship. I am a spaceship. Yes, I'm a spaceship. I am a spaceship. I'm a spaceship. I am a spaceship. Yes, I'm a spaceship. Yo. That's right.
Hello there.
Hello.
Are you?
Yes, I'm a spaceship.
Well, it's just weird. Every time we're up in Vermont, it's weird. I was up there one time, and I was in a bar, just kind of in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden this 8-piece salsa band came in, and one of the guys had a beard and was playing a bone. I mean, he just had a bone, and he stunk of death. And,
how do you play a bone?
He just had bones he was playing. I mean, they were like big bones, like femurs.
Like you play spoon?
I thought he was hitting a drum.
He had a drum too. He had a drum that he took the femur bone and hit it. But it was just really weird because there was maybe like 10 people in this bar, and all of a sudden it was a really good salsa band. And you know, everybody else is like a salsa band player except the guy with the bone. And it's right in the middle of Vermont in January. It's just weird. Every time we go there,
I was gonna say I like it because it's the only state where you can drive on the highway entirely through the state and never actually be able to see a city from the highway.
Yeah.
We drove past Montpelier up into Canada and we didn't even know we'd driven past it. We saw signs and then we saw signs from the next city and we didn't even know. You can't see the Capitol building from the highway. It's just trees.
Very environmentally conscious, real clean. You can't build over I think 2 or 3 stories there.
Yes, ride me.
Oh my.
Yes, it's time to ride.
I want to ride you.
Right.
Well, I kind of leave it to you guys to play. I lived in Lawrence for 8 years. Like, leave it to you to play at a venue I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
What, the Barrel House?
Yes.
It actually just opened this weekend.
Oh, okay. So I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no.
It's like, what is this? It's on 7th and New Hampshire.
Yeah, where Last Call used to be.
It's
actually my sister's bar. They own it.
Well, his hot twin sister's bar.
You
gotta put the qualifier on there.
Don't put the qualifier in there.
They just opened it up.
How are you doing over here?
Things great.
Good? Yeah. Awesome. You're welcome.
Well, you have more information probably than anybody else on this. What is it like in there? Because I know what it looked like when it was Last Call, and then whatever it was right before that. It was another like kind of dance club.
Do they have the loft areas for Last Call?
They have like a raised seating area. Yeah. I don't know if I'd call it like a loft, maybe.
They knocked all of that stuff out, took down all that scaffolding and the lights and all that. They painted it real slick. They painted it all piano black and red. And then they dedicated each loft to a different beer or alcohol vendor. So there's like the Blue Moon loft, the Jägermeister loft, things like that. And it's a dueling piano bar, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, they have dueling pianos. So. I did all the sound and light design there, so it's hopefully sounds okay, it looks okay.
How do we feel about dueling pianos? I've never been to one, but I have walked by that one in Westport.
Yeah.
And then it's like, for whatever reason, I understand it to kind of be like live karaoke, except the person that can sing, like, is singing and actually knows how to sing. And there's always a big ass line coming out of that building. Are we excited? Should we be excited to have one of those in Lawrence? Or?
I will say it is a very exciting thing for Lawrence, but it is not a bar that I would choose to go to on the dueling piano nights simply because I think it's. It's like glorified karaoke, but I mean, the musicians really are great. I set up their stuff the first night. And I mean, they're super talented musicians. How they keep that many songs in their head. at all times, because they'll know anything. I mean, you yell it out, they'll know it.
Just
and then they know how to work the, work the crowd. And it's a nice bar in Lawrence. It's, you know, it's on the upper end of stuff. And I think those are important to have. And good entertainment whenever you want
to
go.
To support your hot sisters, I'll say,
oh,
it's a great thing.
Stop it.
I would like to support your hot sisters too.
You know what? That's great. That's great. This is great. But no, it is a great bar, and they were super successful the grand opening night. I mean, they had lines out the door the entire two nights for that weekend. I think it's going
to
be great.
I think Lawrence needs, because we went to Lawrence, I think it's Lawrence needs a bar that's more, it's clean, it's more, not adults, but like a little bit older crowd, not so much of a meat market. I think it's a great demographic.
It's not like, not to talk bad on any bars in Lawrence, but it's not more like, you know, Brothers or the Hawk, where they're just playing, you know, top 40 R&B and rap hits for people to grind up on each other. It's an interactive experience where people can go and know that they're gonna have a good time without having to get sweaty on the dance floor. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Especially if your sisters are on.
Oh my
God. It's the only drug I need. My punishment is your reward. So here I am, girl, standing at your door.
What are you most proud of, whether it's the actual songs or the way it was recorded? Or
I'm excited that it's a kind of a cohesive, it's a cohesive thing where the songs work well together. We spent, like with this one, we spent the time to make sure that, you know, all the tracks were the way we wanted them, instead of saying, well, we need to get it done, let's put it out, you know. So we spent the time to make it cohesive and have the songs work together. So that's been going.
I'm proud of the way we wrote it. I think it was a really organic way. It kind of evolved to where everybody kind of fell into the roles where they're playing up their strengths and not trying to do things that they're not comfortable with or don't feel great about. And I mean, we're translating it over into new songs too, to where the people who want to write lyrics are writing lyrics, the people who feel like they should be writing the chord structures are doing that. And I think it really helped us finally solidify the way we kind of write songs as a band, which I think is a key that you got to have if you're going to try to write records.
Yeah, it's a different writing style where we play some stuff, record it, cut it up, move it around, do a bunch of PC things, you know, like hip-hop, we sample from records, and just do it that way. Kind of like the Dust Brothers, when they do things too. It's a big influence.
And I'm excited we finished it too. after two singer changes, and yeah, that's another exciting thing about it. It's finished. Bob Power worked on it from, he's a producer, he produced Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, Erykah Badu. Got to meet with him, he had an awesome influence over the album sound. That was really, we met with him in New York, and I used to wear that I actually had to buy two Q-Tip albums because I wore it out of Amplified, and so it was really an honor meeting him, and the fact that he worked on the album. Mel Formello mixing did a great job working it too. So just all kind of came together. You know, it took a while, but it was worth it.
Yeah, how did that work out? How did you guys get in touch with him?
With Bob?
Mm-hmm.
We have some friends in a band called Downtown Harvest in the Northeast, Philly, who had worked with him before. We're friends with him, and they just, through friends we knew, hooked us up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started talking to him, and I guess the demos didn't totally suck, and so we want to work with us.
Oh, very cool. Well, we will see you on April 18th at the Barrel House.
Yes.
And thank you again for coming out and meeting with us.
Thanks for meeting with us.
We appreciate it. Go Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jay.